One. Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host,
Anna. The Real McCoy.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're excited that you've joined us on today. We have some awesome things to share with you. I want to encourage you that if you're listening to us for the first time, then and you want to know more about the organization Woman Act Now and Coach Anna McCoy, we want to encourage you to go to www.womanactnow.com and become a member or give us a call at 877-751-5700, extension 407. And I'd like to speak to you personally, give you a free promo code to where you can become Woman Act Now, so that you can experience this awesome organization of women coaching women, and you too can achieve your dreams, visions, and ideas. We have some things to share with you today, and I just want to encourage you to keep your radio right there as we go to this radio message.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
This is Coach.
All right, for those of you who are watching us or listening to us and we got disconnected, I would take ownership of that. I pushed the wrong button. I'm not going to push any more buttons. But anyway, welcome back to the show. So this is Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth. We have about 45 minutes remaining in our program, so I think we can now get focused on what we want to talk about. We've gotten through our technical difficulties this morning. So see the dream weekend. I want to celebrate our success, because I had 12, well, actually, there were 14 of us. We had 14 women who were incredibly focused about taking Woman Act Now to the next level and helping us to see the dream, helping us to finish it. And what I want to say that they have helped us do is to further direct the activity of this organization, to further direct the actions, the attitudes, the opportunities. I am so excited to celebrate really what we were able to accomplish and to celebrate this awareness and this framework that we can work with in 2011. I was so impacted this morning, by the way, of walking in and listening to the Woman Act Now prayer that you had, and I started to hear the words that we had talked about within our weekend, and I was thinking to myself, I hear those words, but that's not me speaking. And let me tell you, I'm going to celebrate the fact that I believe that our prayer leaders, Roz Warfield, as well as Velda Turnley, and I think it was Velda who was actually praying this morning on the prayer line and speaking all of the words that we talked about within our weekend, and that blesses me immensely, and it's a reason to celebrate. So I want to invite some of those who are listening to our call today, and I'm not exactly sure where you're calling from, but I have a couple of ladies who are calling from the Dallas area, and I'm just going to open up the line. So when I open those lines up, so what I'd like you to do when I invite you, if you're not a person that wants to speak about this, it's okay, but just don't leave me hanging. Just let me know. So I'm going to come to you at 972 But I know you have a reason to celebrate, regardless to who you are, of your good success in the year of 2010. So 972-224-5150, welcome to the show. This is Coach Anna. How are you doing today?
I am fabulous, Coach. It's good to hear you. It's exciting to be a part of what God is doing in the earth realm through Woman Act Now.
Well, that's awesome. So I recognize that voice. That is the voice of our WAN prayer leader, Ms. Velda Turnley. I couldn't recognize the phone number, so you see how I set you up, huh, Velda, in case you were somebody else.
I want to make set me up, Coach.
Yeah, well, I want to make sure you didn't leave me with some dead air to the call, and people just all of a sudden, I can't see you. Just say hello. That's what I'm trying to say. So, Velda, welcome to the call. And, of course, you just heard what I said, and I didn't realize it was you, that just hearing my words was a reason for me to celebrate and hearing the passion and hearing the clarity of what you received as our WAN prayer leader, and then beginning to pray and continue to put those words out into the atmosphere was certainly a reason to celebrate for me. But I want to hear from you as it relates to what are you celebrating as you have come out of this weekend of See the Dream. What's going on in your world? What's happened to you?
Well, one of the things that I can clearly say, Coach, is that it was such a pleasure to be with women of a like mind, and to be able to surround ourselves around shaping the vision that God has given you. It's so wonderful to work with a leader that understands that she's the visionary, but then there are people who help her execute on the things that God has called her to do. And I'm just honored that you would even invite us into the space to be able to be contributors to what it is that God's doing. So it's fabulous.
Well, you know, it's so amazing that just in the sense of the women that were invited, and I think any woman who would have been invited to this weekend would have just melted into this environment, as we all did. And these were the women that the Lord directed us to bring together, I think, who have the passion and the heart. But I want to ask you this question, Velda. When you think about the clarity that you have about the organization, is it more clear, or how is it more clear for you today than it was on Friday when we came together? Or clearer, because we've had some clarity, but I sense that there is an even clearer perspective of how we're going to impact women globally.
Right. One of the things that, of course, when we participated in the exercise that began to surface those high ideas, and we got invoked in the word power, and we started talking about translating that into power centers and then having power connectors, people who will connect others to the empowerment that God has given us. What it did for me is it really allowed me to see what we've already been doing in many aspects, but we've now connected some more words to that so that we can articulate and communicate that to the women of the world.
Yes.
So words like honor, you've always honored us, and we've honored each other.
Yes.
And you've given us your time and your presence, and your attitude of love and gratitude has been consistent. So these are things that I believe that have already, you know, been surfaced in the earth realm through your life and through the women that have come together with us. But now we can communicate that in such a way that I believe it is going to be so easy for others to connect to.
Wow. And, you know, I think that your ability to articulate that to us is right on. And for me, I have had my personal experiences out of this weekend that continue to help me celebrate the good choice that we made of coming together. Of, again, we did exactly what we're going to help other women do. This weekend was such a illustration and demonstration of honor, of time, of presence, of attitude, of love and gratitude. And I've been so conscientious over these last couple of days when I come into the presence of others to not only, not just a woman, but to honor, to give time, to appreciate the presence, to know what to do in the presence of other people, and also to have an attitude of love and gratitude in my conversation. And what I have found is I have been able to recognize when there's been that struggle of power, when there has been a disrespect that's been going, you know, that's just a subtle exchange between me and someone else. And I ask the question, what are we after? What am I after? Mm-hmm. What power is she or he after? Mm-hmm. What does he want from me? Mm-hmm. And so I want to encourage all of those who are a part of the leadership to continue to think about that as you move forward, because it's actually training us to be better at delivering power. It's like if we, the words are coming, the power grid, that we're going to create. A power grid is a grid. It's a connecting of powers, a power grid. So here's this power grid. You might have one in the northeast, one in the south, one in the west. But these are power grids where there are certain connectors there that, you know what, if this grid goes out, then this whole region is going to be depleted of energy and power.
Yes.
So as we think about power, it's becoming even more clearer to me. And I remember, and I'll go back and look at some of our videos, but I do recall that I talking about the source of that power.
Mm-hmm.
And so those power grids become sources of power, that they have transformers. They have all sorts of things, whether it's wind, whether it's gas, whether it's oil, the fuel, something that fuels that power grid that then enables that power grid to fuel other things. And so the more as every day pass, I'm seeking, I'm looking. And then when we think about how do we connect this to the Word of God, we connect it to the Word of God through Ephesians chapter, I believe it's chapter 3, verse 15 through verse 20.
Okay.
And I want to take a minute, so I'm going to just grab my Bible, because I want to talk a little bit about the reason why we're celebrating, why we're so excited, and we're just really building our case to be so effective in 2011 with the women of the world, not just here in our community, not here on Blog Talk Radio, but with the women of the world, being able to get you to buy in and see this vision of being a power center connector, that you're going to connect people to the grid. It's almost like we're going out and we're saying our energy is better than someone else's energy. You want TXU or you want Reliant Energy. What's the difference? The difference is that a certain percentage of our energy is pure energy.
Yeah.
Now, what do you want? You know, do you want this energy that's what we call reproduced energy that depletes from one source to give to you? Or are you looking for the source? And we're saying that Woman Act Now and members of this organization are going to be women first who are connected to the source, so that we know where we can retreat and go back and be replenished without depleting someone else.
Right.
And when you don't understand that, then you will always be seeking your energy and your power from something other than the source. You identify different people, places, things in your life as your source of energy. You remember we talked about in our month of decluttering, we talked about the stuff that's around you. At one point, the stuff had value. When you start to change the name of a thing from the what it is and the purpose of what it is to stuff, you have begun to devalue that particular thing. No longer is it my Mac laptop, thin air, you know, AirBook. It now is a part of all my stuff because I have no longer distinguished it as something valuable. So when you start to look around at all the stuff you thought that gave you power, eventually, guess what? That stuff runs out of power. It runs out of influence, that thing to influence you to want to be with it, to want to love it, to want to be attached to it. And I'm saying, women, it is now time for us to be women of power. You're going to hear it all the time. you know, Woman of Power, Empowerment Conference. And, but our focus in 2011 and beyond is to help you to really connect to the power source so that as you connect to the power source, and that power source clearly defined here at Woman Act Now as God, and God is love, period. Now, if you're living your life outside of love, we know that you're not connected to the source, because we know that our source is what? Love. So when I said to you, I want to go to that Ephesians, and I want you, those who are listening to us and you're going to participate with us, I'm just using this as an opportunity to continue to celebrate an understanding that we received, if you'll locate Ephesians for me, Shauna, to understand what have we tapped into, and listen to our words, every word, every other word. You know, you tapped in, you got plugged in, you got powered up, you're on fire. What are we saying? We're saying that we have plugged into something significant, that something greater than ourselves, but not of us, but we need it to survive. And I'm saying, ladies, we need each other to survive. Not only to survive, but to thrive in what we have been called to do as women of power, women of authority, that ability, the probability that God does have a purpose and a destiny for you. And you know what? It's time to start doing it and stop shouting about how great God is. Walk in the power that he gives you, and that power is really translated to conversion, Shauna. To be able to convert what you hear God say in your life to something of action, to faith, movement, direction, doing something that is going to deliver on the word that God has given to you. When we talk about his word will not return void, you know, and for those, it was like, oh, well, she's preaching. I am preaching today because I feel a little bit of preach inside of me because I'm so passionately celebrating what we have received in this organization to be able to change lives in the women around the world. This is important to me, and I'm very, very passionate about helping women understand the source of their power so that we can get past some of these things that are going on in our lives. You know, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not bright enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough money. All of that, all you just asked me is, it says, you know what? You hadn't tapped into the right source. Are you, the sources that you are tapped into about your attractiveness, about your friends, about what's important to you, those are your power sources. And what you've just shared with me, that, you know what? I'm totally, they're depleted. They can't give me any more. No one's telling me how pretty I am anymore. That's a power source, people. When you stop hearing the words, no one's saying, when it gets to your end, when you're saying, well, I can't do this because you are not hearing how great you are, then that's saying something's wrong with your what? Power source. The words you're receiving, the fuel that's going to help you to continue to move forward. So go with me for a minute. And I still have my have Ms. Velda on the line on the radio program with us. And Velda, when you feel, if you feel like you want to chime in, you just say, Coach, and I'm going to say, go right ahead. And
all
so,
because
I know that your heart is in the same place of really being able to empower women to really put some power in you so that really you can be empowered to power up. This is crazy for me. I'm like, I am so exhausted of women being exhausted and tired. But I'm clear about when I hear that I'm tired, I can't do this anymore, I haven't thought about me, I've got too much on my plate, then I already know, honey, those are just the signs that you're on empty and you're not plugged in to the right power. And I'm not saying that you can go to God, yes, but what I am declaring today is that Woman Act Now is going to be accountable to teaching women how to connect to that power source. And our power source, and as a leader of this organization, I am connected to God. He is my source through his son, Jesus Christ. I don't want you to get confused about me using power. I don't want you to get confused about me using the word source. I'm not trying to tell you to go find a source from somewhere. I'm not on Kara talking about the source in the universe. I'm telling you what that source is, and that source is God in your life, something in you, not of you, but greater than who you are, that you have to plug into to be your best you. I'm not going to keep telling you to be your best you without telling you how to be your best you, and being your best you requires that you are connected to the source. If you don't agree with it, you'll find another source. Then Woman Act Now is not your source, and I'm happy with that. I'm clear, and I'm okay with that. But we will not compromise in letting you know who our source is. You will not. This is not a preaching organization. Every now and then, you deserve a little bit of it. You know what? You need just to be powered up. But at the same time, we want to be clear so that you don't take the opportunity to change the source of power that we're talking about to change it into something else that we don't mean for it to be. So you always hear me or our leadership come back and let you know that when we talk about power, we talk about source, we talk about energy, we're talking about pure energy, we're talking about God, that God is our source. Through the door of his son, Jesus Christ. So are we clear, people?
Clear.
Yes.
We are clear. So I want to invite, we've got 214, because this is a discussion, because I'm about to share with you from Ephesians about, and we're celebrating today. Mm-hmm. We are celebrating.
Yes.
I mean, I can't begin to tell you the celebration of being able to communicate to you today. Everything we're talking about is out of a celebration of the words, the witty ideas, the direction that we have received at Woman Act Now.
Mm-hmm.
And I may not come down this road again, but I'm on this road right now. And so in order to further communicate what I believe we have just tapped, I want to talk a little bit and take you to the Word of God, to Ephesians. I believe it's, did I say Ephesians, it's Ephesians 3, right? Let me just check. Yes, it's definitely Ephesians 3. I want to take you to, okay, we're going to start with Ephesians 14. And if you'll just stay with me for a moment, I want to invite our 214-376 to the line. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. This is Roz.
Oh, look at who I got. I got my power hour with me right now. This is an ordained moment, for us to be together. And I want to open up the lines. I believe, is this Margie Stewart who might have just joined us? Margie, is that you? We have 903-360. Are you there? Okay,
yes,
I'm gonna
take it out. That's me.
Okay, all right, Margie. Now, what I want now, ladies, if you have a mute button on your line, and if you experience any background noise or anything, if you'll just hit that mute button, and when you like to chime in, then I want to leave my lines open for you to be able to jump right in here with us. Because when I read these scriptures, then I'm gonna come back to us, and we're gonna have a discussion about this power. So that we are clear, and there will be those of our team who will listen to this radio broadcast after we finish today. And this is going to pop again. Look at what's happening. You come into just listening to this program, and you are getting powered up. You're going to start to feel your power meter start to just increase, like you at the filling station. You're going to start to see the needle start to move in your spirit.
Hallelujah.
Because when you get off this phone, you're going to have a burst of energy and power that you didn't have when you started to listen to this program. So ladies, if you'll put your phone, if you have that capability, on mute so we can limit our background noise, then I'm going to re-invite you into the program, because I have you open on air on our end, so it'll make it easier for you to chime in with me. But I'm going to go to Ephesians, the third chapter, starting at the 14th verse. Now, y'all know I'm excited about this because I'm going to preach this message of power. I'm going to get to preach tomorrow, so let me rehearse today up on my ladies up in this world. So let's talk about this word power. In Ephesians, the 14th chapter, now remember, this was a prayer to the Ephesians, to the church of Ephesus. And within this book of Ephesians, you know, Paul is talking about, he is bringing an awareness about Christ and what Christ came to deliver to the church of Ephesus, from, you know, letting them know who Christ was, that who they are, that they are alive in Christ and there's a spiritual blessing. There are all sorts of things that are going to occur. One of those things is power. As a result of knowing who Christ is, then you are going to receive power. You're going to experience power. Mm-hmm. So stay with me for one moment, people. Okay? So here we go. In Ephesians 14, he begins to speak about, "For this reason I kneel," and this is a prayer for the church of Ephesus. Mm-hmm. And he says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives name." You know, from Father all things were made, all things were created. So in verse 16 it says, "I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being." All right, so I want you to just hang that word power over there. I want you to hang the word strengthen. Because, you know, in Woman Act Now, on our walls, in our office, we have signs in my home, wherever our workplaces are. Our objective is, at Woman Act Now, if we are not accomplishing this, then we are not accomplishing our purpose. And that purpose is that women should be strengthened, encouraged, comforted, and instructed. Now, that is a biblical, those four words came out of a biblical teaching. I believe we were in Corinthians, Shauna. In Corinthians. And Paul was talking about prophesying.
Yes.
And that when a prophet comes to prophesy, or if he's prophesying to you or to the church, then you should experience these four things in your life. And if you're not experiencing that, then it's probably just a false prophet. If you walk away from that experience, you're not strengthened, you're not encouraged, you don't experience comfort or being instructed, any one of those four things, then you want to question the word that you have just received. So here we see Paul going to the church of Ephesus, and he is speaking, and first of all, he's praying. He wants to pray, and he identified one thing. He identified the source. Mm. If you missed it, I want to take you back to it. Girl, how much time I got? I feel something about to happen. So in Ephesians, we're in Ephesians 3, chapter 14, and he identifies a source. He says, I go back and read it to you. "For this reason," in chapter 14, "I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name." Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't leave anything out, because what he has identified, that he is the source mm-hmm. of heaven and earth. The whole family in heaven and on earth derives its mm-hmm. name. So anything out of, or anything created, comes out of what? God. So he is the source, people. And so I pray in verse 16 that out of his glorious riches, his abundance, out of who he is, that there is no lack, because we're talking about what? Riches. When we get to the place of being rich, there is an abundant overflow. There is no lack, there is no need, there is no want when you have riches. Woo. He may strengthen you with power. Now, what in the world is that power? So I want you to hang on to strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. So when we think about Woman Act Now being power centers, You know, we're not around. We're not going to be preaching the word of God and say, come in here and you got to do this. But what I am holding accountable is every power center connector.
Yes.
That she is a woman who understands that her inner strength is derived from God's power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who I am, the word derive, it's a derivative of something greater. Something in you, not of you, but greater than you.
Yes.
You hear the words derivative when you're thinking about calculus or algebra. You know, this is a derivative of such and such.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there's something bigger. There's something whole. It takes its form or it takes its source from, it is a derivative of that.
Mm-hmm.
Your children are derivatives of you.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they share a portion of your DNA. And so every woman who is a power connector of Woman Act Now must derive her inner strength,
mm-hmm.
her power from who? God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, just let it rest with you. Because, you know, we didn't get to do this, lady, but we're doing it now. And what we're doing is we're creating a standard for power connectors because they will become the one who is leading people to what? The source, the power source. So in 16, he says he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being. In verse 17, so that Christ may dwell hearts through faith. So we've got an agenda, ladies, and that agenda is not in the sense that, you know, let's just try to get everybody saved, but I have come to know this, because my mandate or our mandate at Woman Act Now or Act Now for this entire organization, including the men and the children and the families that we shall impact,
mm-hmm.
our mandate is taking believers, is working with believers, getting them to understand what God has called them to do, to bring some clarity to their lives so that they can have the integrity, the character, and the leadership to deliver on what God has called them to do. So that they don't find themselves in a place where all of a sudden, you know, you can do all the right things. You can start a business. Your business will be prosperous. But the minute that you come to a place where you have to make a decision, integral decision, your character gets under pressure, your leadership is questioned. Why? Because you are not connected to what? The source. So by faith, with Christ in our hearts, knowing that he is our source, we're going to help women becoming women or help families and people, the people of the world, become people of character, integrity, and leadership in their pursuit to fulfill the destiny and the purpose of their lives. And guess what? We'll introduce a few people to our power source who may never have known him and will become even more powerful where? In their inner being. Now, ladies, stay with me because I was sharing something with you. It's coming to me right now when we were talking about the inner court, the outer court, and the Holy of Holies, that when you began to think about, we were talking about Ephesians chapter 12, therefore let your present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable act of service. Identified that to present your body as a living sacrifice in the outer court. The outer court, when you think of it, you have to bring it back to the presence of the tabernacle. You're not in the presence of God when you present your body as a living sacrifice. In fact, you're in the outer court. There will be so many people who we will come into contact who are living their lives because guess what? In the outer court, ladies, there was transactions, there were businesses, there was talking, there was communication. There were all sorts of things going on in that outer court, not the Holy of Holies. Because by the time we got to the Holy of Holies, there was one man to enter that place on behalf of everyone. And in that time, it was the priest who was able to enter. And if he had not given atonement, if he had not repented for the sins of the nation, if he had not asked for forgiveness, or he himself was with sin when he went into the Holy of Holies, immediately he dropped dead. He was consumed in the presence of God. Now, I want you to understand something about that statement. Is the simple thing is that we serve a loving God who gives us opportunities to get to him, to get ourselves together. He gave us so many opportunities that by the time you get into a place where you are considered in the presence of God, he has given you so many opportunities to get it right. He's taking you to the brazen altar. Then he takes you to the fountain where you can wash yourself and to identify with the baptism of Jesus Christ, to wash your sins as white as snow. He keeps giving us opportunities that when you make the decision to enter into his presence, because his presence is going to power up your inner being. Okay, and I shared that with you for this purpose, is that in this place where we have chosen that the marketplace, now identify these power centers with us. They're in the midst of the where we're coming to a place to meet and to greet and to talk and connect with people. So we don't have to preach about the gospel. We don't have to preach and teach. We have to live and we have to show ourselves in those environments that we are connected to the source. And that's why we have honor. We have time, presence. We have attitude, gratitude, love, and a way to know it's time to retreat. Because retreating doesn't mean pulling back, it means going to. And that's what I want you to understand. To retreat, we're going to go to God. It is our time where we recognize as these power center connectors that we have given so much out ourselves that we have to be wise enough to know when we must retreat back to our source. Mm-hmm. Are you following me, ladies? I hope you're following.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
So can I continue? I know I'm just getting it. I didn't prepare. I'm just getting it, and I'm just following the Holy Spirit as he gives me a word to communicate, because he's showing us how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So let's go back to 17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. It is our faith, and faith is our belief in motion. Believing on the dreams and the visions and the ideas, it's having a hope. Belief is a hope. And faith is our belief in motion. And our responsibility as those power connectors are to be able to connect people with their belief in motion, to be able to bring their faith to material reality in their lives. To be able to convert is to take belief and put it in motion. That equals faith. The next one is, and I will pray that you being rooted, this about woe me out. When we use that word rooted, what are we saying? This foundation that we are planted so deeply that we are established. To be established is to be unmovable. To be rooted, it means to be unmovable in your faith in Christ, that Christ is in your heart, that you are unmovable. That we are to be what? I pray that you being rooted and established. And this is, I don't want you to root yourself anywhere. You can plant yourself anywhere. You can establish your ideas, your thoughts, your behaviors anywhere. But I'm saying we should be rooted as Paul prayed for the church of Ephesus. He said that you might be rooted and established in what?
In love.
In love. Now you know. Don't get mistaken here. You should be rooted and established in God. You should be rooted and established in what? God, because God is what? Love. Ooh, I just had to taste that.
Yes.
May have power. Oh, that's not that word power again now, is it? What is the word of God saying to us about power? Here it is again. That, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints. Okay. Power to do what? Ability with all the saints. Because here's the reason why you want to have some power. So that you may... You need power to grasp how wide and how long and high and deep is the what? Love of Christ. See, there's a reason for this connection, for us tapping into something and becoming power centers to the women of the world. or to people of the world. Now, we can see our churches, they should be power centers. They should be rooted in love. They should be rooted in Christ, in the love of Christ. But see, the power is, you know what, you're to have this power so that you can have an increased ability to grasp. Now, to grasp means that it's not like, you know, it's like something moving, something quick, something fleeting. Is so that you can grasp it quickly, that you don't have time to determine, you know, to figure out, well, should I take it or shouldn't I take it? Because you know what, as you get it, as you begin to understand and open up the depth, the width, and who the breadth of who God is, you need a power, you need something, what, greater than you, but in you, it's of you, to help you grasp what? How wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know, this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. So, ladies, Lord have mercy. I mean, I hope you have heard what I have shared with you today. And for those who have just joined us, we were coming out of Ephesians, the third chapter, the 14th verse, down to the 20th verse. And I'm not done yet, but I had to just stop for a moment because my heart is so full. It is so full because what I see, it's what we've talked about, because we were talking about how do we share. Why, and we're talking about how do we share, not why do we share. This is answering the why. This is answering the why. Getting back to Paul's passion for the church of Ephesus to breathe the love of God, to breathe it into the lives of others so that they could have the fullness, this fullness, this fullness of God in their life. And God is what? Of love. This fullness of what? Love. Because if we can touch people with love, they're going to experience God because God is love. When you're trying to give them God in any other way, then it's a counterfeit. If you're demanding of people to do certain things, if you have placed restrictions on people to earn God's love, then I'm telling you, it is this love. It is something that whoever is leading you wants from you, whether they want your power, whether they want your money, whether they want your relationship. Here it is right here, ladies, is that we are to do what? That we may be filled. This whole thing of power comes for one reason, so that you may grasp the depth, the height, that you may grasp how long and how wide is the love of Christ. It is so that when you get this power, that there is something in you that can open up so greatly that you begin to understand this isn't about you. God wants you to have this power. He wants you to be strengthened with power in your inner being so that that power then gives you the ability to understand just how great the love of Christ is. So that when you have that understanding, then it is so that you will come to know this love, so that you have a relationship with this love that surpasses knowledge. It can't be something you talk about. It's got to be something that you know about. So that the only way you can become a power center and a power connector in your own life is that you have come to know this love. Because it is the knowing of this love that says that, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And when you come to know the love of God, it now becomes the opening. You know what knowing the love of God is? It's just the gas cap. That's all it is. It's just the gas cap that you can identify because I know it, then God has given you the gas cap that you can unlock you can screw on. You can go to him at any time and just unlock it so that you might be what? Filled to the measure of the fullness of God. But if you're running around without a gas cap, you don't even have a car, you don't have, that's just an analogy of your life as it relates to understanding the fullness of the love of God. That's just good, ladies. I have to breathe.
Breathe. Fail.
Because when we go to verse 20,
mm-hmm.
now you got to understand something, and I hope you're seeing this in a way that you have not seen it before. And that is in verse 20, now to him who is able
mm-hmm.
to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us. Now, you have to understand that power that Paul is talking about. He starts this power talking about the power in verse 14 when
mm-hmm.
he identifies the source. And the source, and the reason why I say he identifies the source, because he says, For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. There was nothing named, there was nothing that exists until God said. When God spoke a word, he identified a name of something. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be the stars, the heavens, the firmaments in the sky, and there was. Let there be the animals. He began to name a thing. So from a word spoken was the source of all things in heaven and earth. The whole family came from God. Things, people, places, whatever it is, it came out of that existence. And it is for this reason that that power in verse 16, and I'm in Ephesians 5, verse 16, I mean 3, verse 15 and 16 for those who may be joining me. I pray that out of his glorious riches, and you got to understand that God has all things that he may strengthen you with power. So that is the power that I am referring to when I start this verse in verse 20. Now to him who is able. Now you have to understand that you serve a God who is able. There is no question about God's ability. He is able to help you. He will always be able. He will always be dependable. He's able. Your God is able. That means, you know, he lacks no thing, he lacks no capacity, he lacks no strength, he lacks no love, he is able. Okay? So now to him who is able to do, boy, I got to wrap it up, immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. And ladies, we are talking about people asking God for something. We're talking about people imagining and dreaming and getting a vision, dreams and vision for visions for their lives. Now, hear that as a power connector. This is our accountability to believe this word. Not us. We can't do it for us. But our source, we can begin to lead them to the source who now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, because he gives us power that he might strengthen our inner being. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout generations, forever and ever. That's why we do what we do, and that is why we are Power Center Connectors, so that we can connect people with the source who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. Mm.
Yeah.
That is
good. It's good.
So, all right, ladies, we got a couple of minutes, and we'll complete our show. We just won't be able to take in new callers, but we'll complete our show, and I want to hear from you. And I 404-644, that might be Daphne or Deshaun, who might have joined us. Is that Daphne?
And whenever I get a chance, Coach, I just wanted to jump in for a minute.
Okay. Who's calling from Atlanta?
Coach Anna, it's Sharia.
Oh, how you doing, Miss Sharia? Girl, were you enjoying
this
show?
I am. I was listening online and then decided to call because I heard people in the background. It sounded like a community on here.
Well, honey, let me tell you, it is a community. It's a community of power connectors on this phone. Because we know where our power is, we know where the source is, and we want to connect people to that power. So, ladies, I want to hear a little bit in our discussion about what are you walking away with from sharing this message about power? Really, that's what it is. I was just helping to identify where our power comes from and how we're impacting the world. And don't worry, just stay on the line when we disconnect from the internet, but just stay on there because the program will continue. Go ahead.
Coach, it's Roz. I think of it walking away just from the weekend into even this morning with prayer with Oswald Chambers, shaping of the vision. And the shaping of the vision comes through the power, and the power is love, and that's seeking out the highest good of others and knowing that God is love. And I feel like I was at Anna McCoy's Vertical Leap Summit. So that's what's been happening for me the whole week. And because I refuse to be depleted of power, just taking care of my marriage scale that you taught us, I've been able to write and think and have an open heart and mind to everything and have felt a power source all through the week, even when there were failures. I just immediately got back up and refueled and put the gas cap back on.
Wow. Thank you. Velda, I'll come to you, and then after Velda, I'll come over to Margie, and then I have someone. Oh, that would be Velda in the 214. Go ahead, Velda.
Yes, Coach. As I was reflecting on what you were saying, I was referring back to Acts chapter 1, verse 8, where the apostolic release was happening and Jesus was instruction. And he was telling them that they had to do this in order to do the work that he was calling for them in the season and hour that he was embarking upon. So he says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. And then he told him in chapter 2, and when the day of Pentecost has fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind power, and filled the house where they were all sitting. And then there appeared to be word power, tongues like as a fire, and it sat down upon them, and they were all filled. The Spirit, as he gave them utterance. And then, of course, it goes on to talk about how every man, every woman, the whole earth was in that place as a representation. And so I see that as a release and an empowerment of those things that he's giving us so that we can impact the entire world.
Wow. That's good. Well, thank you very much, Velda. I want to come to Margie. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Coach, I just want to thank you, first of all, for you listening to the Holy Spirit and you being a power source connector. When you were speaking, what I heard was, I don't have to compromise my belief in order to be successful in the business world. And I saw that if I'm the power source where people can come to me, I don't have to preach the word. But however, if they can see the source on the inside of me with integrity and my character as I deliver to the peoples and to the families, that I mean, it was just like the light bulb just came on, that you just summed it up in everything that I had been thinking but not really knowing how to put it into words. So I want to thank you for listening to the Holy Spirit.
Wow. Well, I think I'm feeling empowered. Hi, anybody else feeling empowered on this call?
Yes. And I was reading what you were sharing in the New Living Testament. The NLT coach, and it is incredible.
Yes. And yes. I want to encourage you to go back and read those same scriptures in the Amplified Bible. I didn't have one readily available, but it's even more powerful. More powerful. Getting to this place, talking about, and ultimately, ladies, you have to understand, there's one point that I want to leave you with today, and that is what we are after as a power source connector. What we are in pursuit of is the fullness of love, is that when you get to that place and you have the fullness of love, then you now become a power center connector, because you have power within yourself to overflow. Now, notice he didn't say full, to be full of God. To be full takes you to the point of being full. Fullness actually takes you to the place of being overflowing. Because fullness means that even if it's some leaking on the outside of that container, then guess what? You're going to remain full. And so we want to get to this place, if we can continue to seek the presence of God, continue to understand that our pursuit is really for the fullness of love in our lives, that will begin to overflow effectively into the lives of others. And there was a question that I've been thinking about that was asked of me while we were coming, you know, trying to figure this out. And that question was, well, Coach, how are we gonna manage these power center connectors? And I made a statement, that woman, she will reveal herself if she is not to be a power center connector. And what I meant by that is that if she cannot operate in love, she will not be able to deliver on the other things that we do in order to empower people.
Right.
See, when we think about those, really there are five things that I really want you to think about. The first one is honor. To honor requires love. To respect someone, you can do that without love. But to truly honor a person, it requires love. See, because you can walk into the office of the president without love, and you will respect them, and you will respect the atmosphere, the environment, and you will respect the office. But to honor him, you are going to have love. And it doesn't mean you're in love with him, but love is the generator of honor. When we think about time, you've got to make a decision to give of your time. And when you're giving of that time, it must be motivated by love and not what you want. That will be the distinguishing factor. When we think about connect working, it is out of a spirit of giving. And giving comes from where? Where's the source? Love. Oh, I'm pushing you, ladies. You can believe that. You're going to be pushed to a place you may never have been pushed in your life. When you talk about, I want to help women, I want to love women, it requires love to help other women. My husband and I were discussing this morning, and I said, we were talking about how there's always this struggle for power when women come together. And I was saying, friend, I don't know what it is. You know, if you're an older woman, if you're a younger woman, if it's your daughter. We heard one of our ladies talk about this power struggle between her and her teenage daughter. Mm-hmm. Her teenage daughter doesn't understand honor. She doesn't understand time. She doesn't understand presence. Mm-hmm. Or she does not understand attitude of gratitude and love. Why? Her source, she's not full. You got to be full of this in order to decrease and increase at the appropriate time. If you're constantly coming into an environment with someone and there's constant struggle, the struggle is over love. Who's going to love first? And you know what? My husband said a powerful thing, because when he said, men are different. And I was thinking, you know, you're right. Men are different. because you know what? And then I said, well, they're struggling over ego. And then I said, no, it's not ego. I said, it's they have ego. Okay, that's a part of their nature, and they have to choose to decrease that ego whenever they want. Whereas women, we don't call it ego. It's a struggle for power or something. It's a some kind of thing. But he defined it for me. Our struggle, oh, let me say it this because then you'll see it. He defined it for me. He says the difference for men is we submit. We choose to submit. One battle is over submission. She is fighting immediately with submission. See, because our call is to submit.
Mm-hmm.
So when we fight not to submit, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So his perspective is men know that they're all coming in a room with other men who may be greater, lesser, who may have more money, who may have less money, but what they do when they come into an environment as a male, they submit to other males. Whereas women don't submit to other women.
Mm-hmm.
We immediately start to fight this whole spirit of submission.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we constantly fighting against the curse
mm-hmm.
of being submitted to your husband, not each other.
Mm-hmm.
That is the curse, ladies. The curse is to be submitted to your husband, the one husband that you are to have, to that man, period. It's not to the submission of other women, the submission to other men in your life. It is to that one man.
Mm-hmm.
That is the curse of the woman. Each woman has that curse. When you're a single woman, you're not operating under that curse right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you will submit and do all sorts of things and give your covering to anybody, whether you're married or unmarried.
Mm-hmm.
But when you marry, then that curse begins to operate in your life. When you come to know, and this is the problem. I didn't mean to start there, but this is the problem with having sex outside of marriage. It's because you're submitting and giving up your submission to the one that you have chosen to be with. So you're going to have this struggle, and you don't know why you're struggling with submission, but you know him now. He's not married you, so you get your social responsibility confused with what you've done in the sight of God. Well, I'm not. You're not my
now
husband.
Now that's good.
But you know me now, and I've submitted in this one flesh relationship to you, and I have activated this law curse that you know you don't know that you've been freed from it until you saved.
Mm,
so it gets crazy.
Goodness.
I'm gonna have to save that one for y'all for another day.
Yeah, you have to bring that one next week, Coach. Don't
but
let go of patience.
But think about this, ladies. We're after that power. We're trying to keep our power. And so my husband said to me, he said, this is exactly what he said. He says, men are like dogs. We submit when we get in a pack. If you bring a dog into a pack of men, they have already distinguished the order, and they don't distinguish it through fighting. They distinguish it through submission. He said, but women, y'all are like cats. Y'all just fight. Fighting to the death.
Ridiculous.
And so, women, we're going to not be like, just call me a dog because I just want to learn how to submit at the right time, increase and decrease.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? So, we that whole thing that they've been talking about our young women and how they refer to them as certain words and different things, and they don't even understand what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to change this struggle for power in teaching not only ourselves but younger women how to honor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying submit, I'm how to honor. And what did I say? Honor requires love.
Love.
It requires submission. It requires thinking more of that person, that place, or thing than the thing itself might have thought of itself to honor it, that you choose it. So it's awesome. I got to go, ladies. You know I can continue to preach for another hour, but I'm going to respect, because guess what? It's honor, time, presence, attitude of love and gratitude. And then lastly, ladies, we're going to be women who will know how to retreat. Retreat from a situation when the right time has come. We're going to retreat to restore. So that's number five, is that start embracing that word retreat. We're going to build even more and more so that, you know what, when we can do some of these things, we start to clear out the opportunities for us to be able to execute on the dreams and visions. So, ladies, just get ready to see some powerful women be birthed through your ability to connect them to the right source. and get them plugged in. So that's our time for today. You're loved and appreciated, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.